Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm here with Jared Dormany, who is our Minister of Music and Worship. And each day, I'll be asking him a different question. Okay, so today's question is, when have you had the most fun in ministry?
In a lot of ways, right now. You know, I have such a unique opportunity and thought about ministry right now. When I was young in ministry, I used to think leadership was something to attain. And now, after I've been in ministry 15 years, really for the last 3 or 4 years, I've realized that leadership is something to give away. And so my mind thought has shifted a lot to coaching. And so I have really cool opportunities now to, like we did, you saw it, a lot of people saw it this summer with our form internship program. And there are other worship leaders around the Southeast within the Free Methodist Church that I get to coach almost on a weekly basis. And even our own worship team, I rarely lead more than 2 songs on a Sunday morning now. Our other teammates get to lead, and they are leading, and I get to develop them. And then I think about, you know, Abby Brunson, who was here for a long time. Now she's taken the worship minister job at Shades Mountain Baptist Church in Birmingham, this huge Baptist church. And so I'm getting to see, like, the things that I've coached, those people spread their wings and fly in ministry. And it's just been such a fun thing. You know, this past year we held our annual conference for our Free Methodist Church here. And on the Friday night of conference, there was just an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, unlike anything that I've ever experienced here at Fraser. And the first half of it, I was on the platform, I was leading worship, you know, I was playing guitar and had a microphone and was speaking and all that stuff. And it was powerful stuff. But that night ended with me sitting up in the choir loft playing piano and watching the team just minister. And I've never felt so much fulfillment and joy in all of ministry than I did in that moment of just stepping back, seeing these leaders that I've poured into and that our church has poured into, just spreading their wings and fly, and watching the Lord move through them in such incredible ways. And like even now, this fall, I've stepped into to leading worship for our student ministry, which to some people might be a demotion. But like for me, it's been so fun because we had 16 students show up to a student ministry worship team meeting after church one Sunday. We've got 16 kids, 15 or 16 kids with so much talent that want to be used in such a positive way. They want to lead worship. And now I have a chance to spend time, you know, every week I'm going to get to spend basically 4 hours with these students to help develop their gifting and to teach them about worship and explain to them the higher calling of being a worship leader. And so in a lot of ways, this season, you know, with it, it's brought new stresses and new challenges as always. That's life. But I've been able to kind of turn my focus more onto developing others. And there's just something sweet when we, instead of holding church or holding ministry with our, you know, our closed grip, when you hold it open, you know, with open hands, the Lord can pour so much more into that. Now is such a fun time in ministry. You know, for the longest time, I thought when I turned 40, worship leading was going to be over for me. I thought I was going to age out, you know, because I was too old to wear skinny jeans. But here we are, and now ministry's just taken on a new light for me, and it's more fun than it's ever been.